it's great to see you again.
Hello.
We're very excited. You know, it's really good to work on the Marvel team. It's really good to work with such great partners at Marvel and Disney. I want to introduce also Jesse Falcon in the corner. Many of you from LA to join us today to answer any questions you have down in the showroom. But let's get started. Sorry about the gravelly voice. I know it's dead sexy. You know, try to contain yourselves. Let's get started with Marvel. You know, when you look at the entertainment slate, not just this year, but into the future, it is amazing. And you've heard all the announcements in the past couple weeks that, Marvel has made. It just keeps getting more exciting. We're going to focus today in 2015. Of course, in May with Avengers Age of Ultron, and then Marvel's next new superhero introduced with Ant-Man in July. And of course, the Avengers Assemble and Ultimate Spider-Man Web Warriors TV shows, which are on air now and continuing, and the recent announcement of the new Guardians of the Galaxy animated show coming in late 2015. So Marvel, once again, is giving us an amazing point of inspiration to get kids of all ages, fans of all ages, interested and engaged in the brands, and you know, it makes it a lot easier to create the right product to serve up for all you folks to play with. We want to, you know, we're going to be focused mainly on the boys' action categories today and the entertainment-inspired product lines. But make sure when you're in the showroom to check out our expanded preschool lines across Superhero Adventures, Mr. Potato Head, and for the first time ever, Play-Doh. As well as our games offerings. We have a brand new Avengers Monopoly game that we're introducing this year as well. So we're really finding great opportunities around the building at Hasbro to merchandise against the Marvel properties. Let's jump into Avengers, and specifically Avengers Age of Ultron. I'm going to talk about some of the kids' stuff first, and then we're going to get into the cooler fan offerings that I know a lot of you guys want to see. You know, we're very proud and excited for what we're doing in Avengers. And when you get down to the showroom, you'll realize that it's our most expansive product line to date. And I guess across all of Marvel, it's our broadest product line to date. This item here is our 2.5-inch minifigure system. A lot of you guys will remember this. Last year, we launched the first version of this with Guardians of the Galaxy. We love that this scale allows kids to play into the full world of the Avengers, to really tell stories from the films and the TV shows. And with the new Avengers HQ, kids can buy 3 different play sets, stack them up, and build the actual Avengers Tower, complete with a landing pad for the Quinjet that blasts out Captain America's motorcycle. And of course, we sell figures separately, vehicles separately, so it's an entire play system. We've never launched a playset-based system with Marvel before, so we're very excited to do this with Avengers Age of Ultron. And of course, the action figures. We're expanding our Titan Hero scale that was very successful for us over the last couple years into electronics. So we have our Titan Hero tech products. Worth playing with them down in the showroom. The big Hulkbuster character actually recognizes when the other Avengers talk to him. So he has responses. So they play a little game back and forth. And of course, we're bringing Ultron to life there as well. These are all great movie-based sculpts, where previously most of our Titans had been more classic or animated-based. And of course, we got to give kids the way to play out their own Avengers with role play. New innovation in Hulk hands, our grip fists now. I can now smash, grip, pull, drink a pop, water. It's great. Also, our new Captain America disc launching shield.
Not to be on thing up.
Last disc over 40 feet. Very fun and exciting. And you'll see down in the showroom our new Iron Man gloves with the motion-based repulsor, the most authentic-looking Iron Man gloves we've ever created for kids. So we think we have a great role-play line in store. Make sure you also check out the voice pitch shift masks that we have downstairs. So you talk through the Iron Man mask, and your voice changes to sound like Iron Man. So we're having a lot of fun with this play. It does very well. The kids love it, and I see a lot of older kids walking around Comic-Con with our gear all the time. So we love to see that as well. But let's get into the...
Now, speaking of the older kids.
The nitty-gritty. Marvel Legends. I know we have a lot of Marvel Legends fans here. So we're gonna show you some of the waves that we've announced before. We're going to show you a whole bunch that we haven't shown you before. So we got a lot to go through. Dwight's going to go a little bit fast, but you have time downstairs to ask all the questions you want to ask. So let's get started with wave one, 2015.
How about we just skip wave one and go right to wave two?
Okay.
Perfect. You guys have seen wave one. It's out there now and hitting shelves. So jumping into wave two, we have a handful of movie-based characters like Captain America shown here, the Hulk, Spider-Woman, Hellcat. Thanos is our Build-A-Figure, and Iron Man Mark 43, he'll come with an alternate visor up, Tony Stark, Robert Downey head, and last but not least, one of our lost children, Bat-Trock, which was abandoned a couple years ago. He's back.
Found the one friend.
So, wave three, we're going to get this going with a new Doctor Strange, Blizzard, lost child, returned, perfect for this time of the year, Vision, new costume Vision. Marvel Now Iron Man in his striking black and golds. Movie War Machine, not to be outdone, Rhodey will also have an alternate head with a visor popped up. Some big girls. Thundra, that's just because they're really tall. And Valkyrie. And talking about big, you know, if this is a normal 6.25-inch Iron Man figure, we thought we'd give you guys something a little bit more impressive this year. So we're giving you Hulkbuster.
That would be the biggest free figure we've ever done in Legends since it's been around.
Yeah, I think it's my favorite one that I've worked on to date. So he's huge, he's amazing, he's red and gold. Ant-Man. Not to be outdone, we are also going into some movie-verse with Ant-Man. First up, you will have our first movie Ant-Man with a itty-bitty Ant-Man and an itty-bitty ant and an itty-bitty yellow jacket, which is not shown here, but we'll have it downstairs. Moving on to Lost Children, Tiger Shark. We knew you guys were looking for a lot of these things, so they are making it out. A new Wasp. Grim Reaper. Grim Reaper is built on that body that you guys have been asking for forever and a day. We have Bucky Cap, we have Hyperion, now we have a middle body. So we have a Grim Reaper to be used for all those Captain America scaled people. Giant Man. Bulldozer. And the Build-A-Figure for Ant-Man is a ever so striking Ultron Prime from Avengers 2. He is also a pretty impressive, I think he's around an 8-inch scale action figure. 3 3/4 can't be left out, right, in the cold. You know, we all love our little 4-inch friends as well. So we have a movie Ant-Man with a monstrous scale, in scale, flying ant for him to ride on the back for. This Ant-Man's fully articulated and a relatively decent articulated ant as well. Wrapping up Ant-Man, we have our movie-based Titan Hero, as well as a classic Superhero Mashers, which is our favorite mash and mix line ever, bringing Ant-Man into the fold here as well.
Also, to get more kids into the collector business, as we like to say, we're going to introduce a new figure expression in the toy aisle that we're calling Marvel 500. So this is a new 2-inch figure expression sold in blind bags. We're targeting to ship 72 figures over 3 waves in the first year, and legal doesn't allow me to tell you why we call it Marvel 500, but I can let you know that we're targeting to maybe ship 400 or more of those in the next couple of years. So we see this as a long-term opportunity here, a great way to get kids into that deeper set of characters inside the Marvel Universe. And you'll see these coming out this summer on shelf.
Hey, Infinite Series. I love talking to you guys about these type of lines because you're the only group in the history of the world that I can tell you these names and I don't get eye rolls and head cocked off to the side. Like, what? So we have Scarlet Spider. We have Chameleon with a couple alternate heads. We have Korg, X-Men, Deadpool, a very, very shiny gold Ultron, and lovely Miss Emma Frost making her plastic debut in 3 3/4 inch. Spider-Man.
So Marvel's done something really great with the series. They've rebranded Spider-Man for the third season to Web Warriors, bringing us a great cast of Spider-Verse characters. What does a kid like more than Spider-Man? A whole bunch of Spider-based characters. So we're having a lot of fun with that with our new Web Slingers line, playsets, vehicles. Each of the figures launch elastic webs. And then, of course, we've got our Marvel Legends for Spider-Man, which we've been aligned focusing our Legends on the big movie properties when the movies came out, but we had such success with Legends last year with Spider-Man, we thought we'd keep it going against Spider-Man for 2015.
Agreed. Wave 1 doesn't take a lot of time on because you all know them, you've seen them. These have been out in the press for a while, and they'll be down in the booth if they've not trickled out to the East Coast just yet. We have them downstairs. Moving into Wave 2, though, we have a whole wave of awesome newness for you. Starting with Scarlet. I like that reaction. That's a good reaction. Sticking with the red theme, we're bringing in Misty Knight.
Oh my god!
How about a little Hellfire and Brimstone? Let's bring in a Ghost Rider. Chameleon. You know, I'm not a big fan of Chameleon, but I like Hammerhead. And I like even more J. Jonah Jameson. We're going to have multiple heads so you can mix and match and make your, you know, whichever Spider-Verse character you prefer. Killer figure Draven, literally and figuratively. He looks amazing. Superior Venom. And a petite little white tiger. Getting a lot of playtime in the Spider-Man animation. Sticking with the big theme of Build-A-Figures for this year, we got a pretty massive fellow for you. We have a monstrous rhino with alternate swap-out heads as well.
Oh my God. Okay, moving on to Superhero Mashes. You know, we launched this last year. Another great new play expression. Kids love the idea of mixing and matching their favorite superheroes. And it's also a great, like with Marvel 500, a great opportunity to introduce kids to characters in the Marvel Universe that we wouldn't normally put in a kid-focused action figure line. They love the different colors and the different parts and the different weapons, different heads from all the characters. And it's a great build. So we're introducing some new characters. This is just going to be a sampling of them. But we're going to get into characters like Agent Venom, Hobgoblin, Carnage, Rocket Raccoon, of course, as well as Ant-Man, as mentioned before, Winter Soldier, Daredevil, and Nova coming in a later wave. And this is all going to be out in the spring, and you're going to see even more from the second half of the year. You can see all these down in the showroom as well. And we're also going to do a two-pack celebrating the film Hulk versus Hulkbuster for the second half of the year, and that's going to be a lot of fun. For the first time at this event, I think, we're going to also share with you some of our retail exclusives. We typically don't do that at Toy Fair, but we're doing so many more exclusives than we've ever done before, both in the kid and the fan-focused space, so that's very exciting. We're seeing all of our big mass retailers getting super excited about what we're doing in the collector realm, so we're amping that up for 2015. So let's talk about a couple of those.
Sorry, first up, Entertainment Earth. We're bringing out our Titan deluxe figures. We have a Hawkeye and an Iron Man that you can armor up with gear, and their accessories have lights in them that can light up the power of their bows and hand cannons. 3¼-inch, we are doing a couple of multi-packs for Toys R Us. This is just a sampling of a couple of them. We'll have Cap and Black Widow with her new energy-piped costume, which you'll see in the next Avengers film, as well as Nick Fury with a Iron Man Mark 43 fully articulated figure. Shield 3-pack. This is our homage to Avengers 1, wrapping up some of those characters that are important to the mythos, but we have not gotten to yet. So this is our Director 3-pack. Director Coulson, Director Fury, Director Hill. I guess no one can keep a job in the Marvel Universe. Not to be outdone, if you got a little brother named Bruce, you can beat them into the ground with a Walmart super awesome foam fist Hulkbuster set with roleplay mask. Doesn't need to be Bruce. You can beat anyone you want. You know, kindly. Like Adam said, we're having a lot of great success with Legends. This has been a phenomenal year, and we're ramping up for an even better year next year. Taking the themes of our Collector 3 packs and bringing some more of those out to you. Here we have a classic pack with Marvel Now Hulk, first appear in Vision with his cute little white toes, and a brand new version of Ultron. And lastly, to wrap up the movie characters for Avengers 2, If you haven't got what you liked in the Build-A-Figure series, we got you covered in this fantastic Amazon 4-pack, a brand new movie, Thor. It's the first Thor we've done since Avengers 1. Mark Ruffalo Banner, the first Banner figure we've ever done, based on him. And a couple new versions of Hawkeye and Black Widow to wrap out your team.
And that covers everything we're going to show you here today. We got a lot more coming for Comic-Con, of course, but we have all of this down in the showroom. You'll see, again, it's our broadest Marvel product line to date. It's also our broadest collector-focused product line to date as well. So come down, ask all the questions you want, and thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dwight. Thanks, Adam. Really exciting Marvel news. All right, now for Jurassic World. Please welcome to the stage Senior Brand Manager for Boys Licensed Brands, Mike Verrett. Mike.
How's everybody doing? Goodness gracious. Let me be one of the first to welcome you to Jurassic World. As you know, on June 12th of this year, the next installment of the Jurassic story will be happening. And I don't know how many of you are like this about the film as I am, but this was in the bathroom in my hotel room today. A bottle of Barbasol. And the first thing I thought was, this is great. They're supplying me with my own eggs. Get started real quick. So 22 years in the making. And it's nearly 22 years to the day of the release of the film. The original one, I believe, was released on June 11th. This will be June 12th. And these are the building blocks of the Jurassic franchise. So we all remember the first time that we saw the film and saw that the first time we see the dinos out in that open meadow. And it was really engaging. It grabbed all of us, and we all remember that. 22 years later, now we have the opportunity to introduce Jurassic to an all-new generation, two new generations of fans. So, great opportunity. But we're here to talk about the toys today, obviously, so we're going to jump right into that. Entertainment Weekly was kind enough to introduce you all to Indominus Rex just this week, so we are going to start with we're going to get right into Indominus Rex, but first thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is the fact that for the first time ever, we're expanding beyond just what we would look at as action figure play, and we've been able to deliver different experiences in Jurassic than we ever have before. So with our figure play, we'll still have fantastic articulation and movie reel dinos, but that's just going to be a piece of the story now. We're introducing a new way to battle with dinosaurs, and this is something that we heard from kids and fans alike. Battling dinosaurs really resonates. Hero Mashers, as Adam talked to you about Superhero Mashers, with the hybrid storyline that's introduced in Jurassic World, it's a great opportunity for us to introduce dinosaurs into the Hero Mashers play, so that kids can create their own hybrid dinosaurs. So fantastic play pattern. And then for the first time ever for us, we're doing Jurassic World roleplay. So we'll show you all some of that today, and everything else will be down on the showroom floor. So let's get right into Indominus Rex. She is the ultimate predator as described by Universal when they talk about what they've created, and this is the new attraction. We are very excited about how the toy has come together. First off is the mouth, and we've created the toy so that the mouth opens nearly 90 degrees. She can pick up just about anything. Chomp all the other dinos in the line, the vehicles in the line. A lot of play for kids. You just pull down her arm, chomps, lets out these great roars, very signature to her in the film. And we've also had some fun because of her color, and because she's gray, we also introduced a few other elements, like a color morphing feature that's just LEDs in the body, and it adds to the excitement playing with the figure. It's a great toyetic expression. So you'll be able to check her out firsthand when you go down and see the showroom. But of course, a Jurassic line would not be complete without giving love to Tyrannosaurus Rex. He's my favorite dinosaur, so I get particularly excited about this. T-Rex, you'll see him downstairs. It's Stomp and Strike T-Rex. So T-Rex, in the Jurassic World paradigm, it's the stomp and the strike. So the stomp is that big, tremor, the impact tremor of the cup of water. We wanted to bring that to life, so we added in articulation into the legs and a great stomping sound. So when you pick him up and place him down, you can feel him actually walking along. And then the other side is his bite. He's got a mega biting strike or attack. He rears up, opens his mouth wide, and when you lift up on his tail, he snaps down and chomps whatever's in front of him. So make sure you check out Stomp and Strike T-Rex when you're downstairs. Next is our new battles segment. And I'm going to have a video play as I'm talking about it so you can see how this works. But Brontosaurus represents a new step for us. These are highly stylized collectible figures that have a wind-up feature, and the video will show you exactly how it works. But basically, you wind up their tails, and it creates stored energy in a gear inside the body. When you pick your power on the front, and it'll attack, slash, bash, or bite. So it's like rock, paper, scissors. Then you load them up into the launcher, fire them at each other, and when the gears engage, they go into almost this death roll, like an alligator death roll. So a lot of fun, kind of a fun way for kids to... a fun way for kids to battle, but also, and this is the really cool news, how many are familiar with the Jurassic Park Builder app? No? Okay, great. We'll skip that conversation then. Universal with their partner Ludia is working on Jurassic World the game. And it's an app, it's a resource management app, but it's got this great battle arena in the game. You can scan your figures just by scanning the logo on the side and put them directly into the game and actually battle another dinosaur. And this is with the official app for the film. So great opportunity for us to introduce newness and a great new way to battle, but really something that everybody could get excited about, that digital integration. This is the battle set that you'll see downstairs. This is the out-of-the-box way to play. We'll also have singles and two packs of all the dinos. Oh, and he's just, sorry, I forgot I had this slide too. This is just an image of what the battle arena looks like. These are in progress, so it's not done, but the app will be releasing around the May 1st timeline. And finally, rounding it out with our claws and jaws. So I've timed it. First, we'll start with the jaws. I've timed it, and when I hand these out to people, the absolute maximum amount of time it takes them to either try to bite someone or pick something up is 8 seconds. And that's based on 42 presentations, so that's a decent sample size. So we've got the T-Rex and the Raptor, a lot of fun for just playing out dinosaurs or tormenting your siblings. And then finally we've got, now these are kind of my favorite, this will be a set of two of the Raptor claws. So kids can actually become the Raptors. The other thing I noticed is that it's extremely good for impressions. You can almost see it there. So the role play items are a lot of fun. We've had a blast playing with them, obviously. And we'll be introducing these right around movie timing as well. So just wrapping things up, give you a quick look at the rest of the portfolio. As you go through the showroom, you'll see our basic figures and our lights and sounds figures. We're introducing a playset, the T-Rex Lockdown playset, which is the exact playset from back in 1994, I believe. We've made it smaller, we've adjusted some of the elements, but great playset comes with a figure. We've got our Raptor assortment, and as we all know, the Raptors play a big role in the film. So we've got the entire collection of Raptors and then our chomping T-Rex at 16 inches long. Our Brontosaurus, just to give you a quick look at the collection, we've got the singles and two packs. And then down at the bottom, we're introducing Jurassic Chompers. These are more novelty-based. They're kind of caricatures, 4 inches long. You push down on their back and they chomp. And they come in a package that looks a little bit, that is modeled after the dino patties. So just a fun way to bring home a ferocious dinosaur from the park. Rounding out the Hero Mashers line for Jurassic World, with the singles and hybrids, we'll be introducing T-Rex as well as a big Indominus Rex feature pack as well, and you'll see that on display downstairs. And finally, we've even got something for our preschool ferocious friends, the Play School Heroes represents the big brands for little hands. This is a little bit more theme for, or age appropriate, and the themes are appropriate. It's just all about tracking and capturing dinosaurs, but a lot of fun. The T-Rex here, you have to check him out. When you lift up his tail, he snaps up the guy in front of him, and then you do it again and he spits him out. So kind of an entertaining expression. So everybody, thank you very much for your time. I'll be downstairs.
Thanks, Mike. Some great new jokes in there. I'd keep those. Those are good. Now, please welcome to the stage for Star Wars, Director of Global Marketing, Jeff Labowitz, and Senior Manager of Global Marketing, Joe Nitavadi, guys.
How's it going, guys? We finally made it to 2015. Can you believe it?
Nothing big going on.
Wait. In fact, 306 days, 13 hours, 25 minutes, and 14 seconds until The Force Awakens.
But who's counting?
Awesome. All right, so we have some great stuff to show you here today. We're going to start it off with, you've seen this in Marvel, you've seen it in Jurassic World, but we sat down and said, you know, there's really only one property that makes perfect sense for Hero Mashers, and that's Star Wars. We call it the perfect mash. Why, you might ask? Well, for starters, you got guys that like to swap other people's armor and gear. You got guys that completely change allegiances whenever they want.
Spoiler.
And for some reason, nobody can seem to keep their limbs on their body. So, of course, that brings us to Star Wars Hero Mashers. We revealed this at UK Toy Fair. You got to look at some of our Rebels friends, Zeb and Kanan. Now we're going to show you some of the great classic characters we have in our Wave 1. So, of course, we have Darth Vader and a great Stormtrooper. We have an EP3 Anakin Skywalker and Bosk. Finally, you can easily rip Jar Jar's head off his body.
You've been doing it anyway for years.
Yep. Great Kit Fisto, Boba Fett, and General Grievous. Grievous with his forearms, that makes some really cool mashups. And then we have Zeb and Kanan. We also, in our deluxe line, every Hero Masters character should have his own vehicle. So we have EP2 Anakin and his speeder, as well as Darth Maul and his speeder as well.
Right. Let's talk about lightsabers. Easily the most iconic weapon of all time. Sorry, Thor. Everybody loves the lightsabers. And starting with the famous single-bladed lightsaber, Hasbro, Kenner, we've been there from the very beginning. There's always something going on with lightsabers, always new innovation, and Hasbro's been there from the very start. Look at this innovation from the 70s, inflatable lightsabers. You had one, right? Now, what's better than one lightsaber? Two lightsabers. We've got Darth Maul with his double-bladed lightsaber. We've got characters Asajj who fights with two lightsabers. And, like Joe said, if you've got four hands, four arms, of course you need four lightsabers. Here, we introduce spinning as well. We've got Kanan, the cowboy Jedi, with his unique lightsaber. And then our plucky, resourceful hero from Rebels, Ezra Bridger, with his lightsaber blaster. So the lore is full of Jedi and Sith creating their own lightsabers. The Inquisitor, spinning lightsaber, double-bladed, single-bladed, and who knows what's coming in the future.
So, as you can see, we've spent a lot of time, more than 30 years giving kids a way to replicate their favorite character. We've even done buildable lightsabers before that let kids sort of tinker with the traditional form. But for the first time ever, as revealed the other day, we have our Blade Builders line. This lets kids who, this day and age, A, they're first coming into the Star Wars world, which is amazing. How exciting is that? And B, they really love to customize. This lets kids completely flip the script and create their own lightsaber formations like never before seen in the galaxy. It's a system of lightsabers where everything connects to allow them to really just let their imaginations run wild and create.
Introducing Star Wars Blade Builders. The most innovative lightsaber system the galaxy has ever known. For the first time ever, you can combine any lightsaber across the collection to build your ultimate weapon. Mix and match across the system to create lightsabers unlike any other. All new forms, customizable hilts, Jedi and Sith. The possibilities are virtually limitless. Take control of the galaxy with all new Star Wars Blade Builders. Coming fall 2015.
Every single one of those lightsabers is now canon. We talked to George. They're all official. So you can't say anything about them. All right, here's our line here. So we have our Jedi Master lightsaber right out of the box. Has great pieces that let you combine and customize more than 100 different formations. Then we have extendable lightsabers, electronic lightsabers, and new for this year, we have foam lightsabers made out of a nice soft foam so you can really take your aggression out on your little brother or sister. These are just some of the cool combinations you can make, you know, just right off the bat. So we're really excited about this. We think boys and girls are going to have a blast, you know, creating and getting into the Star Wars world.
So we've talked Hero Masters figures. We've talked lightsabers roleplay. We know there's something else, that something big to talk about. We know it's on your minds. We're here today to talk about Furby. Yes, you never thought this day would come, I'm sure. Joe and I, you know, we're on the boards, we're on the blogs, we know what you're saying. You've been demanding, crying out for it. Nay, you've been clamoring for a Furby that role play, that cosplays into a Star Wars character, right? You've been asking for it. So, since it's 2015, this is the year to do it. This is a big year to do it. So, you know, we're marketers, we're a little slow, so we needed to do some research. We needed to hire some consulting firms and do some focus groups. We needed to figure out who in the Star Wars galaxy would make a good Furby. Who would Furby want to be? Who's cute? Who's cuddly and furry? And who has a great name that can work with the word name Furby? So we did some research. Mm-hmm. And came up with some options. Yeah. Here's the first one.
Darth Malby.
Yes? Can you imagine the little boy, little girl cozying up to Darth Malby?
Mm. No. Darth Furbius. A little warmer, a little better. Not too cuddly. The Furborian Guard.
Yes, of course. My favorite.
This guy's great.
It's already got fur. This one we have to do. We've got to do it. So we looked at some options, showed them to kids, didn't really work out. But we believe we have cracked the code with Furbaka.
Yeah, Furbaka.
Furbaka.
Oh my God.
Oh, fine. Yes.
He's actually here.
The toy is not quite this large.
What?
Welcome, Furbaka. It's freaking me out here. So Chewbacca. Furbaka is here. Furby has got his Wookiee on, right? So not only is it a great toy, very interactive, just like Furby. Furbaka, you play with, it responds to how you play with it. So if you make it mad enough, it will rip your arms off, which is amazing because it doesn't have any arms. It also, also comes with an app, which lets you feed it, bathe it. I mean, come on, who hasn't wanted to bathe Chewbacca? Now you can. Hey, Chewbacca, do you want to see the little movie you're in? Let's check it out.
Alright, so that's what we have for you today. Obviously, we have an amazing line planned for The Force Awakens. We can't wait to share it with you as soon as we can later in the year. So thanks for your patience, thanks for coming by, and we look forward to seeing you down in the showroom.
Thanks, you three. That was entertaining. Thank you so much, Jeff and Joe. Okay, now, please join me in welcoming the Transformers team. Senior Marketing Director Jerry Javoyne and Design Manager John Warden. Guys?
Oh, one ran away? Yeah. That's all right.
All right.
Okay.
So, hey, everybody, how you doing?
Woo! Good?
Woo! Thanks for coming.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
I love this place.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for coming to Toy Fair 2015. It's great to see you. We got a great group today. It's big. A lot of people here. I love it. So, hey, you know what? I wonder to tell you guys, Hasbro loves Transformer fans. We thought it was this last year. Let's get that cheer going. Hasbro love Transformers fans. We do. And not only that, it's Valentine's Day.
We love Hasbro so much. We're here on Valentine's
Day. Yeah, who better to spend the day with than all our favorite folks here? Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. So it's going to be a great, we got a great lineup here to show you. So as we look at our three pillars of entertainment, we have our preschool line for our kids 3 to 5 to really bring them into the brand. Our Robots in Disguise line, which for our kids 5 to 10, and then we have our Generations line. And we have our great new story, Combiner Wars, that it was introduced in January, and that is for our fans of all ages when we look at our older kids and fans. First off, our Rescue Force recruits. We got a clip we wanted to show you of some great new recruits coming to the Rescue Bots world.
The road ahead will be difficult, but remember, your strength resides within you. Therefore, rise up, each of you. Transform!
So, great new characters coming in. We've got High Tide, the big rescue rig, coming in. He's that big boat that transforms. Then we have Salvage, a great new character coming into the third season of Rescue Bots. And finally, Blur, also being introduced into the world of Rescue Bots. So, for our young preschoolers, great way to introduce them into the world of Transformers. Now, Robots in Disguise. You guys heard, seen the news? Yeah? All right. We've got the U.S. primetime premiere is March 14th at 6 o'clock, and we're running back-to-back episodes. That's the brand new show that's airing on Cartoon Network. So we're really, really excited to see this great new show, and we've got a clip to show you.
Get ready.
I need you on Earth, Bumblebee.
Optimus?
For a new mission.
We could be looking at a Decepticon army trying to take this planet.
Yeah, I noticed that.
A whole new team?
Where's your squadron?
I'm afraid we're it.
And I'm supposed to be the one with the faulty hiring.
The wiring.
And a new leader.
Teach me like Optimus taught you.
I'm not Optimus. It's too bad, because we could really use a Prime right about now.
Coming to Cartoon Network March 14th.
Several of Cybertron's most wanted Decepticons
are at large. How many is several?
Oh, a couple of hundred.
A new team will roll out.
We're a team now, so let's do what we have to do. I do wish I was a bigger bot. If we're gonna wrap these fugitives up, we need to look like something humans will accept.
Whoa!
We need to be robots in disguise.
Transformers Robots in Disguise, a brand new series premiering primetime March 14th at 6, only on the Cartoon Network.
Yeah, all right. Have a fun show. I've seen episodes. It's a very fun. It's just a lot of fun. There's some great humor in there. The characters are great. The Decepticons are phenomenal. There's tons of them in the show. Yeah, they're running wild through the streets. So
I know what I'm doing March 14th.
Yes. Get your popcorn ready, DVR. Grab the kids. Sit down. It's going to be a fun time. So we also have our great new Robots in Disguise app. And it's a great 360 digital ecosystem where you can download You can scan and unlock characters and different currency and points and things like that and play a great game. It's got over 130 levels of play. If you haven't downloaded yet, do it. You can scan anything, anywhere you see the Autobot symbol with the ring around there, you can download and play. So it's a lot of fun. It's got a great across broadcast, toy, licensing, retail, great use across, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We've got a great lineup of toys on display downstairs, from all the way from our one-step changers all the way to our Mega Optimus Prime. Some reveals for today. We have Fix-It coming in our Legion, and we also have Underbite. In our one-step changers, we have Autobot Drift, Fracture, and Thunderhoof coming out in our third wave. And we have all these toys downstairs. We also have Sideswipe in our Warriors assortment, and Jazz, so being introduced. Yes. So, great characters from the show, some guest stars in the show. And we have Steeljaw coming in Wave 3. He's one of the big Decepticon bad guys that's being introduced early in the show. And then, in the fall, we are introducing our Minicons. So everyone remember Minicons from the Armada and from the Unicron trilogy? Great. We're bringing Minicons to the show in Episode 12. We've got a clip here to show you when they get introduced. Personality, a lot of fun. You can see that from there. It's going to be fun to introduce those into our Robots in Disguise show. It does come in episode 12. So we got a full lineup of toys with the Minicons. The Minicon itself is sold as a single pack and comes with different armors and weapons.
Yeah, it's a great new play pattern where you can actually snap on all those weapons and armor, and there's lots to collect. As you can see, there's not just the guys from the TV show, but a whole range of Minicons to collect that transform and that can convert into buzzsaws and torpedoes that can be launched by the deployers. So they can go kick some Decepticon butt.
Yeah.
You can see that they're really colorful and there's lots of different ones to collect.
We have Drift and Fracture. Drift is the new Autobot coming into the second half of the season. You saw him firing out the Minicons, and Fracture is the new Decepticon coming in who also does that. So a little bit of inspiration from Soundwave. So Soundwave, we loved him in the original series, and all the tapes are coming out and stuff like that. So that helped inspire this because that's a play pattern the kids really, really enjoy. It's like, having that team of a big guy with some little guys.
That's awesome.
Mega Optimus Prime coming out. He holds up to 10 Minicons that you can snap onto Mega Optimus. And finally, our Super Bumblebee, which has lights and sounds. He's on display downstairs. He's our biggest Bumblebee we've ever created. And he transforms in from great vehicle to robot mode. So, the third part of our presentation is Generations. And we have our new story of Combiner Wars. Is everybody familiar with Combiner Wars?
Yes. This is just a cool story for Transformers. It's a launching point for a whole ecosystem of play. The Deluxe work with the Voyager, work with the Legends, and it's going to stretch across all sorts of things that we're going to be doing in 2015.
IDW is telling us the story through their comic books. We also have the Transformers Battle Tactics game that just launched on February 5th that also has Combiners included in the game. So make sure you download it, the new game from DNA. So it's a fun way to continue the Combiner War story. We have a couple comic reveals, issues 40 and 41 from IDW.
Awesome art
from the Combiner War story. And we also have Windblade Series 2, Part 2 and 3, some new cover art. So you can see that how IDW is bringing that to life with some great comic book art.
That's cool.
Cool. All right. As we talked about the Battle Tactics game, launched on February 5th, check it out. You got player versus player showdowns. There's Transformers characters to battle the powerful combiners in there. Download the app. It's a very, very cool game that you can play for Battle Tactics. Fan created. So we introduced, first ever, our Windblade character that the fans, you, all of you, created.
It was you. So, you guys did it.
It was amazing. So in 2015, what we want to do is let you create your first ever combiner. So we've already started the voting. We actually have a live vote here that Sarah's going to do. We're going to let everybody pick an origin of the combiner.
You guys ready to vote right here, right now? Yeah. All right, we're in our second round of voting for Fan Build Combiner. So you go right into our franchise app, and you see a lot of great things that you can choose. But today, we're gonna pick the origin. So.
All right. Okay.
All right. So by clapping, by cheering, who wants Iacon?
Woo! My Autobot fans, come on. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Oh, wisdom.
All right. How about Kaon?
Decepticons, where are you?
Woo! All right, number 11, okay.
How about Sea of Rust?
All right. Good choice. So thank you, Sarah. Thank you so much. Again, go download the app. It's got so much cool stuff on there on the app that you can do. So from missions to checklists of characters to videos, all kinds of cool stuff. Check out that. It's a great new fan app that we introduced. And keep voting. Because you know what I'd like to see? I wonder if we could do a female combiner.
See, I don't know.
Yeah! So maybe you'll be able to vote on that in the future here. We'll see. So what? But yes, I'd love to see that. Anyway, combiners, giant customizable transformers, they can go.
Not only the big giant robots, but if for the first time you're going to be able to collect across the line four deluxe class transformers, one Voyager class transformer, and some of the legends can combine together, not just to create big cool guys like Superion here, but you can also create any combiner you want, anybody that's part of your imagination, it's up to you. So you've seen Menasar, he's awesome, made of the Stunticons.
And we got one we're going to reveal today, a combiner. So who would be a cool combiner to bring into the third one? Who would you like to see? Devastated.
Predaking.
Optimutron. How about
Optimutronicon?
What, Defensor?
Yes.
Defensor is awesome. He's an Autobot combiner who's a protector of all human life. He's got an awesome power, can create force fields around people, and he's made up of the Protectobots. As you can see here, lots of detail was put into this guy. You know, big shout out to our friends at Takara Tomy. They're here with us in the house today. This thing is incredible.
This is our third combiner being introduced. It's coming out after Menasor, is Defensor. So let's go through a little bit of who makes up Defensor there.
Wave 3 Legends, we get protected by Groove. Groove is going to be a great motorcycle transformer. And then we're also going to have Warpath as well as Decepticon Viper, which, you know, any G.I. Joe fans out there, you might notice the Cobra logo on this guy, which is a pretty cool addition. Let's move into the Deluxe. You've got a bunch of cool Protectobots here. First, we've got Protectobot Streetwise, who transforms into an awesome, or converts into an awesome robot as well as a police car, and you're a limb for Defensor. Next, we've got a brand new Protectobot, Rook. He has the ability to come in and rescue his friends. He has fists that can manipulate and can put different types of weapons. He's a toolbox and a best friend of the Protectobots. He's completely awesome. I don't mean toolbox in that sense. I mean, it's tool, never mind. All right, next we have fan favorite Protectobot, Blades. He's awesome. Rescue Copter. Last but not least, we've got First Aid. Awesome ambulance. And you know, he's got a great story in IDW right now, which is really cool. That too.
Medical axe. You have to have a medical axe.
Let's talk about Voyager. We've got Hotspot. Hotspot's going to be incredible. Converts into a great torso for Defensor, but also a fire truck. You can check this guy out on side. You have to be seen to believe. And then... What was that?
Oh, crap. Oh, my God.
Next, we've got a Voyager class.
Really good.
Cyclist. Combiner Wars transcends all sorts of stuff in Transformers, which is really cool because you can take a guy like Cyclonus and he becomes a brand new combiner, Goblatronus, with a brand new combiner head that will be revealed later today. But as you can see, his vehicle mode is completely awesome. So I know a lot of people were skeptical out there in the Cyberverse and were like, what's his vehicle mode? How are they going to do it with Silver Bolt? This is how we do it. He looks awesome.
Next, we've got a brand new leader, and this is a guy. He's the eternal
lawman.
Special surprise for everybody out there that nobody even knows about right now. Something inside, there's the big warriors. There's something that's hidden inside of us all, right? And in the IDW series, there's a character who transcends from a long line of very ancient Transformers. Yeah. And he has what, I don't know if you know this, Jerry, but he has what's 0.1% of all Autobots have the ability to become something bigger than what they are. He's full of potentials. The guy I'm talking about he's from the House of Ambus, Minimus Ambus. The chest of Ultra Magnus and the transformation step will open, allowing Minimus Ambus to transform, unite, and his head comes right over top of it. Amazing feature, has to be seen to believe, and Minimus Ambus also converts into a small vehicle, which fits onto the back. Another nice point on this guy, he can store your Legends class Transformers, which is a really neat feature.
What do you think? Cool. That's cool. So
it's awesome.
It was great. Great seeing you guys.
Are we forgetting something? We went through this before.
What? I don't know.
Did we? What about the first combiner? The biggest, the best guy.
Oh, the biggest. We got a video to show first. Wait. Do we have something? We're talking about
Devastator.
The one that started it all.
She's awesome. She's beautiful.
Let's check out a video. So you guys know, I played with Transformers as a kid. I had all the G1 original stuff. So, you know, I loved Devastator. You know, it was pretty cool. He was pretty cool here. He was a glorious 9 inches tall.
Well, he's the first combiner.
He was amazing.
You know, what I got here? What is this guy's just a leg. This is Scrap.
What the?
Wait.
We can't do that. Hasbro can't do that. What are you talking about?
He was the biggest guy in the G1 show.
You
saw him smashing the Dinobots. We got to go big with this guy, Jerry. I'm talking real big. This guy's fantastic, yeah. Jerry. Run him through it.
Six Voyager scale combiners. The way he always, like the way we wanted to do them all the way time. So this is a dream come true to see Devastator with 6 Voyager scales. To come in, so
and this rendition too is awesome because it's not just pushing to new places like what we like to do in Generations, but it's a total throwback to the G1 fans out there. So we have something that's going to be able to be embraced by lots of people. Whoa, hold on! This guy not only is made up of cool robots, he's made up of great posable robots. And as you can see, for the first time ever here at Toy Fair, we can see the views of the robot modes of these guys. As you can see, they're totally based on the G1 renditions of the robots. The vehicle modes have been enhanced and made bigger in scale so that you can actually make the big Devastator that you remember from the G1 TV show. We've got Long Haul and Hook on that first slide. Next, we've got Constructicon Bone Crusher and Scavenger, both awesome guys. You can see the cool posability here. And last but not least, we've got Scrapper and Mixmaster. Both awesome robots, they convert to awesome vehicles, and all together, they form the awesome Devastator.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
We're debating whether to thank you or you're welcome on it. So Marvel did that with Guardians of the Galaxy, and you're welcome on their poster. So we are very excited to bring this. This was for a lot of us that are big fans of the brand. and they go back to, you know, years going back to the G1. This was a dream come true to bring. So we are so happy and excited to bring Devastator. We got them all on display in the showroom downstairs, both built and packaged, and all the both modes in there, and is all his all the six Constructicons. So hey, thanks everybody for coming out. We want to say thank you guys for coming out there. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Jerry. And finally, please welcome to the stage for My Little Pony, Kristen Riley, Director of Global Brand Strategy and Marketing.
Was the best year ever in the history of the My Little Pony brand, achieving unprecedented growth around the world. It was the number two top trending property on Google for holiday 14. We have top partners in 2015, including the likes of H&M, Benetton, McDonald's. It's really driven by powerhouse storytelling with a top-rated animated series that's now on air in over 170 markets globally. We have millions of books and magazines published on a global basis. We also have really strong digital engagement with now over 800,000 fans on Facebook and a top-rated mobile gaming app with Gameloft. Our fans love this brand. It's no longer a brand adored just by little girls. The My Little Pony brand appeals to a diverse audience, resonating with a broad demographic of fans around the world. We'll have high fashion events at top retailers this year, including Topshop, featuring designer Alice Vandy, Colette Boutique in Paris, featuring designer Andrea Cruz, a program with Cotton On in Australia, all reinforcing My Little Pony as a very relevant fashion brand. And we have stories for fans of all ages. In addition to great chapter books and story collections, we have an award-winning comic book series that really has brought our storytelling into a whole new genre and to great success. I'm very happy to share that for the second year in a row, our partner IDW received a Diamond Gem Award, this time taking top honors for Best All Ages Series for the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic comics. And our successful storytelling continues to extend to music. In the past year, we released several soundtracks, and to great success. The second album we released, Songs of Ponyville, reached number 9 on Billboard's charts for top kids' albums. And our most recent release, E.G.'s Rainbow Rocks, reached number 8. In addition to topping the music charts, the brand really is a fan favorite on social media. Our engagement is really strong at over 10 times the average engagement rate. Our contents not only highlight clips from the entertainment and promotional messages, but also tie into key pop culture events. Our recent cameo appearance in the NFL-sponsored hashtag Super Bowl Rally spot is a great example of that engagement. This post alone drew almost 375,000 impressions and 23,000 engagements over a two-day period. The theme for 2015 for My Little Pony is Cutie Mark Magic, and this really is embedded in the entertainment. This theme will be expressed throughout all of our major marketing platforms. The 100th episode of the Friendship is Magic animated series will air this year. A highly anticipated broadcast event, this milestone in storytelling is a great example of our success. Let's take a look and see what season 5 has in store for us.
You've been wondering what you are meant to do as a princess. Do you know now?
I guess I'm just a little confused by all of this.
The time has come to return to a place you've only just begun to discover.
The tree, the chest, this castle, and now the map. How can we not follow it?
Count me in.
Maybe I'll just stay here with Spike. On second thought, maybe I'd better go with them.
And the strength you need to complete the journey will come from those who were with you all along.
That's the place on the map.
Something's not right.
I bet there's some sort of horrific monster behind it.
Why?
Because fighting a horrific monster would be super awesome.
Say what?
We don't know why the map sent us here. It could be dangerous.
Stay behind me, every pony.
I'm on it. It's a trap.
My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 5. coming spring 2015.
Great moments in storytelling, we are excited to say that in fall we're launching the Friendship is Magic collection. Bringing to life key locations in Equestria, this collection is all about world building. Launching in fall, it will celebrate Sweet Apple Acres, Applejack, and her extended Apple family. This collection will focus on key moments in storytelling. Let's take a look. Acres will come to life in this product line, beginning with our blind bags, which this time will include five special characters in each of our waves starting in fall. This world of mini scale figures and accessories showcases these stories and builds out the world. When you tour the showroom, you'll see how every item in this price point and within this offering will build out the collection of Sweet Apple Acres. As you know, in 2013 we launched Equestria Girls as an expansion of the My Little Pony storytelling. This launch propelled us to successfully drive growth around the world, and building on the success of movie one in 2014, we released a second movie globally. It was launched first in the US with a premiere in LA and garnered almost 300 million media impressions with several celebrities in attendance. The film then rolled out to broadcast, digital, and DVD to great success. On iTunes, it premiered number one on the musicals list and number six on Kids and Family. And on broadcast, this movie ranks as Discover Family's number one telecast for fourth quarter. The Rainbow Rocks storyline continues into spring with one of our key items, the Rock and Hairstyles doll assortment, which brings the Rainbooms band to life as each girl showcases not only her own musical fashion, but her unique hairstyle. Coming later this year is movie number three, Friendship Games, which will bring Canterlot High and its rival school, Crystal Prep, together in a series of school spirit, academic, and sporting events to determine which school is number one. Let's take a moment to meet one of the characters from Crystal Prep. On the Friendship Games. We have a lot of great momentum and a lot of exciting things happening with the brand, and all of that is 20% cooler because of all of you. Thank you.
Thank you, Kristen. And and let's give a hand for all of the presenters.